I rest my case. This week, my fellow staff mates and I have been talking about the topic, I rest my case, resting in his finished works and what he's done on our behalf. So today, I'm going to be speaking about rest, the rest in I rest my case. But more importantly, working from a place of rest, having peace while everyone else is in chaos, or should I say everything else is in chaos. See, just like everyone else's grandmother has the perfect recipe for a Sunday lunch, everyone has their own recipe for peace. Now, I can promise you, the main ingredient in every recipe for peace is doing nothing. It's sitting around resting. Others requires you to hum and fold your legs. Others require you to do 10 push-ups in the morning. Every recipe is different. But I'm here to tell you today that there is one recipe that works. There's one recipe that works in the long run. Because every worldly recipe, everyone's recipe, that's short term. It helps in the moment, but then over a long period of time, you'll burn out and you'll have to find the cookbook and look for the recipe all over again. See, in the worldly recipes, it requires you to do nothing. But while you're doing nothing and you're thinking that you're in peace, that you think you're at rest, that's when the accuser will come in. That's when the devil will come in and he'll whisper into your ears, you're not doing enough. Look what your neighbor's doing. He'll start comparing you to other people and he'll start making you feel like you're not doing anything, that you're not doing enough, and he'll hit you where it hurts and he'll say you're not doing enough for the kingdom of God, that you're not doing enough for him. And as soon as you start to believe that, he'll get you to burn out, he'll get you getting tired, and you'll become spiritually weak. But you see, in Isaiah 26, verse 3, it says, you will keep in perfect peace those minds who are steadfast because they trust in you. In the Amplified Version, it says, you will keep in perfect and constant peace the ones whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. You see, it says there, whose minds are steadfast. If you want peace, if you want that rest, you got to keep your minds steadfast on him. You got to keep your eyes focused on the finished work of the cross, what he has done for us. So, and the rest that he provides for us, the peace that he provides for us, that isn't doing nothing. That rest isn't sitting around on your couch and just watching TV or just doing nothing. That rest is still being able to work, still being able to do things, but doing it from a place of peace. While everything else around you is in chaos, while the trials and tribulations are coming against you, you can be in peace. And the work that you're doing, that work isn't in your own strength. Once you're in that peace, once you're in that rest, man, that grace flows like never before. And that work is his, and he's working through you. So always remember that no matter what the world's recipes are, his recipe is the best, because his recipe was finalized and finished 2,000 years ago. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.